This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia's military continued grinding down Ukraine's defenses Monday, with combat in eastern areas said to be entering a decisive phase. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region says battles continue to rage for control of multiple villages. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said the Kremlin has ordered the Russian military to overrun the entire region by next Sunday. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more from Kyiv.
There is information that Russian forces are ordered to get to the administrative border of Severodonetsk by June 26. This is according to what Ukrainian intelligence is finding out and confirming. So this is probably also could be as a reason and explanation why, the fightings are, intensifying so much.
Moscow's forces currently control about 95% of the region, which has become the focal point of Russia's attempt to impose its will on its neighbor. Meanwhile, world leaders are increasingly concerned about surging prices for gasoline and diesel, fueled by Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as the global rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The European Union's top diplomats gathered in Luxembourg on Monday for talks focused on Ukraine and food security.
I am sure that United Nations will at the end reach an agreement. It's inconceivable. One cannot imagine that millions of tons of wheat remain blocked in Ukraine while in the rest of the world people are suffering hunger. This is a real war crime.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell called on Russia to lift its blockades of Ukrainian ports to help deliver the millions of tons of grain waiting to be exported. U.S. consumers could be getting some relief at the gas pumps. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
President Biden says he's considering a federal holiday on the gasoline tax and could decide within days.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
A gas tax holiday would save Americans up to 18 cents a gallon. The administration has been looking for ways to spare motorists from higher prices at the pump, including releasing oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve and increasing ethanol blending for the summer. Yet those efforts have yet to have a meaningful impact. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan tells the AP that nationally, gas is averaging $4.97 a gallon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
France is dealing with the aftermath of an election in which President Emmanuel Macron's Central Alliance failed to capture a straight majority in the National Assembly. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Emmanuel Macron was reelected in May, but many French voters in Sunday's parliamentary election opted for far-right or far-left candidates, depriving the president's centrist group of 44 seats he needed to secure an absolute majority and implement his agenda without bargaining. The leftist coalition secured 131 seats, while Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally got 89 seats. Le Pen described Macron as a minority president and her party's extraordinary surge as a seismic event. Ipsos France political analyst Brice Tenturier describes the results as the desire of the French people to rebalance the presidential election and impose some constraints on Macron. I'm Jennifer King.
More than 9 million people in northeastern India and Bangladesh have been left stranded after the heaviest rains in years killed at least 54 people across the region. Authorities scrambled to provide aid on Monday after monsoon rains in low-lying Bangladesh triggered catastrophic flooding. The disaster has been called the worst in 122 years. And the Economic Community of West African States deployed troops to Guinea-Bissau on Monday to help stabilize the country after a failed coup earlier this year. The 15-nation regional bloc announced in February that it would deploy the force just a few days after President Umaru Sissoco Embalo survived what he called an assassination attempt by drug traffickers. Guinea-Bissau has seen 10 coups or attempted coups since gaining independence from Portugal in 1974. The tiny country is known as a major transit point for Latin American cocaine headed for Europe. Repeating our top story, Russia's military continued grinding down Ukraine's defenses Monday, with combat in eastern areas said to be entering a decisive phase. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.